Can you talk a little bit about what was presented at ASCO and what we know about the combination of bevacizumab and erlotinib and where you think that's heading?
Well, the information that was presented was there were several studies. There were two major studies that were presented. The first study was a study conducted by Roy Herbst that simply looked at the combination of bevacizumab and erlotinib in the second, and there may have been some patients in the third line setting. This was an unselected group of patients, and the objective response rate was close to 25%, so considerably higher than the 10% or so objective response rate one would expect with erlotinib alone. So that's quite encouraging and has led to a definitive randomized phase 3 trial in which I am participating in, and in fact, am one of the major accruers. It is the so-called BETA study, B-E-T-A, standing for bevacizumab and Tarceva, BETA study. So this is a randomized trial in the second-line setting in which all patients get Tarceva, get erlotinib, and then receive either placebo or bevacizumab every 3 weeks. So that study will answer the question as to whether or not there's some benefit to the combination. There was another pilot study also presented at ASCO by the group from MD Anderson in which they randomized patients, again, this was a randomized phase 2 trial, to receive chemotherapy combined with bevacizumab in the second line setting. Physicians could select either docetaxel or pemetrexed, chemotherapy alone, or the combination of bevacizumab and erlotinib. And again, the combination of bevacizumab with second-line chemotherapy also produced a favorable response rate and progression-free survival. So I think the data continues to accumulate regarding the important role of bevacizumab combined, I think, with any type of chemotherapy in patients with lung cancer. As long as you select them as patients without squamous cell cancer, who have no evidence of brain metastases on scanning. I personally prefer an MRI scan, but a CT scan with intravenous contrast is acceptable, and who are not on any anticoagulants for either deep venous thromboses or other conditions.
Do you think that it's acceptable to utilize the combination of erlotinib and bevacizumab off study?
I do not. I think that now you're proposing using two very expensive drugs in the second-line setting with insufficient data to really support the use. And I think you still have to be concerned about safety issues. You know, if a patient would suffer a pulmonary hemorrhage under treatment with erlotinib and bevacizumab, that would put a community physician at risk because the database is just insufficient to support that combination. They're commercially available. It certainly is rational. I understand physicians want to do what's in their patient's best interest, but I think it's also very important that we're cognizant that the evidence for that combination is still very limited.
Any reason to think at this point, based on the data that's available, that the toxicity of the two agents combined is going to be any different than just what you would expect from the two individually?
No, none that I'm aware of.